Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It's right down the hallway from our studios, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. And we want to give out a special thanks. We'll be thanking them all day because, boy, are they here and prepared. The fine folks, Nuts on Clark, they're providing popcorn for us and our listeners this morning. It is unbelievable what they've done with
morning,
our culinary
Molly. Yeah.
Kitchen.
David. There is a lot of popcorn here, and there's going to be a lot more made later, and people can have fun. We've got an audience. It is early. People are ready. It's Friday. We made it. There's a lot going on this weekend, Cubs and Sox. A lot happened yesterday with the Bears, and there's plenty to discuss.
And not just the schedule release, apparently.
This wasn't on the agenda.
No.
This suddenly popped up on the agenda.
Yeah. Look, we both know Seth Wickersham, who is the author of the upcoming book, in which he chronicles the reluctance that Caleb Williams, his family, had about coming to Chicago. He's got a book coming out. He's a very he's a talented guy, good writer, credible source. I don't doubt anything that he is going to be writing in this book, and I'm sure it's direct quotes and all the rest of it. But I got to tell you, and I know we're going to get into it. We'll pick it apart. There is a lot of yesterday's news involved in this because, mercifully, we have moved on from the era of concern, if I can call it that. Mm-hmm. And listen, it's been a lifetime of concern for some Bear fans.
The timing of it is because the book is coming out in the fall, and the release was yesterday, or excerpts yesterday, ESPN.com captured. And yes, this is ground that we've covered before. What we learned yesterday was confirmation of some things we thought we knew.
Right.
And this was Seth Wickersham, a highly respected journalist, confirming a lot of the suspicions we had about Carl Williams, the father, wanting to steer his son away from Chicago and the Bears, a franchise where, in his words, quarterbacks go to die. There's not really much to argue about.
Receivers came here to
both.
Die.
They're okay. Both. It's,
there's a connection.
Both
there.
Careers okay. are doomed if you end up in Chicago at Halas Hall. But I think when we're doing this, I mean, obviously you can't ignore it because it creates the kind of attention that created a stir yesterday on this station throughout the city among Bears fans. But in terms of the relevance and significance moving forward, this is what Ben Johnson was brought here to do. This is why he's here. So Caleb Williams isn't watching film alone at Halas Hall. What a lonely image that creates.
That was awful.
The father isn't upset about the future of his son's career. Ben Johnson was brought here to mute the distractions, quiet the noise, and look forward, not backward.
And they paid him $13 million. You know, when you saw the Bears paying out money like that, I think this backstory might have helped to explain exactly
what needed to happen. Competence is expensive.
No doubt about it. Like, to be a head coach in the NFL, you need to be in charge of more than just the offense. But he's in charge of the team. He could be, you know, thought of or hopefully like someone in the, you know, Mike Holmgren mode, in the Shanahan mode, father and son, like an Andy Reid, somebody that can come in, be a head coach, make sure you're covering all the bases while also being able to call an offense. And he was on with Colin Cowherd yesterday, and he pointed out, yeah, they've never had a 4,000-yard passer, and he believes that Caleb will be able to do that. And they've done a lot in the offseason when you think about bringing in the new coaching staff, improving the offensive line, bringing in weaponry through the draft. They're going to try to get this guy up and running and having a positive career track.
If you're Ben Johnson, this was just another day at the office.
Yeah.
It's a little bit louder, and you had to deal with another issue perhaps on your desk, and you had to talk to Colin Cowherd about things maybe you didn't, you know, feel like you were planning to discuss. But the way you described it, that's why he is here. It didn't work. Caleb Williams' rookie season was unsuccessful from a team standpoint. Individually, there were things to like, but overall, it did not meet expectations. If it had met expectations, maybe Ben Johnson wouldn't be here. But there wouldn't be the kind of noise created either, because we wouldn't hear these tales of him watching tape alone and not knowing what to see and having concerns about fitting in and syncing with Shane Waldron, who was gone before Matt Eberflus was gone. So,
but David, now that's the part of it that stops me when I sit here and think about the story. If you're playing college football, and the one thing they have to do, they have the number one pick in the draft. We talked about this ad nauseum. They interviewed, what was it, 9 different people?
Yeah, 9 offensive coordinators.
They came away saying, Shane Waldron, he has the same name as the parking deck. That's got to be a sign. They hire that guy. Now, you could say, well, Matt Eberflus was in charge of that hire. He wasn't the only guy in all those meetings. The general manager, the team president, the owner of the team, all were part of the hierarchy that brought in Shane Waldron, who you heard Caleb Williams say he didn't think he could work with before he got here. The only thing they had to do was find somebody to run the offense, because we knew it wasn't Matt Eberflus. I'm just saying, that problem hasn't gone away. It's great that Ben Johnson is here. It's great that he has power. But let's not lose sight of the other people that were involved in making
a decision.
What are
you talking about, Ryan Poles? Yeah, the person who comes out of this looking the worst, I believe, is the general manager, because he's the one who, number one, went into the draft and did not, if we remember, talk to Jaden Daniels, who had a pretty good rookie season. And I'm not saying that they picked the wrong guy. I still would pick Caleb Williams over again. But I think that we look at in the context of this story, Ryan Poles knew all of the concerns about Carl Williams, knew what kind of potential distraction it might create if he was trying to steer his son to the UFL, which is kind of ridiculous, if he wanted to have ownership in the team. All the things that create complications. Ryan Poles went into this with his eyes wide open, understanding what was ahead, how difficult it might be, and still did not consider one of the alternatives in Jaden Daniels. To me, I think that looks short-sighted. The other thing about it is
he didn't consider any of the alternatives. He didn't consider anybody but Caleb Williams.
He really didn't. I mean, did they talk to Drake May, perhaps, or maybe they spoke, considered him? But the fact they didn't even visit Baton Rouge and go through that process, it just looks worse now in retrospect. The other thing about the offensive coordinator job search, that's one they'll never live down.
Never.
Because that set back a rookie season and really derailed it before it began. And I think that's a bigger indictment on the GM, who is still here.
Yeah.
Who is still here. But I think of all the people that we look at, you know, who were maybe involved or mentioned yesterday, implicated, if you will, I think Caleb Williams is kind of an unwitting accomplice in all this. His dad is the one doing a lot of the talking. His dad is the one who talked to Wickersham.
Yep.
But Ryan Poles is the one who's still here and has the job and is, I think, easiest to question because of the things he didn't do going through this process.
Well, I mean, the reality of life is that if the kid plays well this year, if he's as good as people think he can be, as good as Ben Johnson believes he can be,
then this is all going to be just some noise that happened early.
I don't think this has anything to do with this year.
No, I don't think it has a thing
to do. I don't think it's going to have anything to do with this season.
It's going to impact it at all. But I do think that in some recess of your mind, you got to file away this as an indictment on the general manager. I'm going team president, and I'm going owner. I think they were all involved in these meetings. And how you came away with the guy, Caleb Williams said that he came in and he met with everybody in Chicago and all this, and he decided, well, I don't want to nuke the city. I don't want to. He couldn't see himself turning down the Bears. He told his father, no, I'm going to Chicago and whatever.
So after meeting the people you just described.
But that's well into the process.
Yeah.
And he did have a concern that he wasn't going to be able to work with Walton. And guess what? He couldn't, and they had to fire the guy. And they had never before fired a coach in season, and they had to fire the head coach. So that tells you a lot, just following the footprints of it. Then they go out, and they get the best offensive coach that they can find, the hottest guy on the market, and they paid him top dollar, and they never hesitated. I don't think they had a choice.
Well, they did not have a choice because they backed themselves into that corner. Yep, and once
that's right.
Once you handled or mishandled the Caleb Williams indoctrination into the NFL as poorly as the Bears did, and everything you just said about ownership, about the general manager, about the team president, exactly right, because those are the right people to target when you're talking about what went wrong and how this was mishandled and maybe the lack of communication between the Bears brass and the quarterback's father, because that's who's driving this whole thing.
Right.
Once they botched that, they could not botch the coach hire. That's why Ben Johnson being here means as much as it does, not just because of his ability to call plays and to structure game plans and do those kinds of things, but because you saw yesterday, just in the first interview he did from after this, he understands where the emphasis needs to be.
Yep.
He is not here for any kind of distraction, and you're putting a lot on one coach and one person in the organization, but that's why you're paying him the big bucks, as they say. And frankly, that's why people are so impressed with his ability to handle situations, not only on the field, but off, and why he's the right guy at the right time for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I hope so. I really do. And I think the one thing that we can rest assured is they're not going to not watch tape with him. I mean, that was
He should be the least neglected person at Halas Hall.
Huh?
He should be the least neglected person
at Halas
Hall.
Oh, my God. They never watched tape. But they told him, it's time to watch tape. I turn it on and see if he can find it.
That's a terrible depiction. But it's also partly – that's the part where I think is on Caleb Williams. If you're watching tape alone and you're worried about them not telling you what to look for, don't you ask? Don't you seek an audience? Keep some company? They need a backup quarterback who's been there and done that. Why Case Keenum makes a lot of sense. Look, due respect to Tyson Bagent.
You're putting this on Bagent?
Yes, I'm putting this on the Bagency. The Bagency failed Caleb Williams and company. That's it.
And then, wasn't it Austin Reed, that other kid? We know you.
You should never be watching tape alone. And if you are and you're still wondering what to look for,
right,
then you need to seek some guidance from people who were in the building. It's not like they didn't have 17 quarterback coaches assigned to Caleb Williams. They were worried about having too many voices right. in Caleb Williams' head. How about one?
Yeah.
How about having somebody who's telling, hey, Caleb, look here.
The eventual offensive coordinator, who then became the head coach, said that he hadn't really talked to the quarterback because there were so many guys.
They were so,
I mean, think about that.
They were so concerned with stepping out of line. But you know what? If the noise was around, well, you know, if you say something wrong to Caleb Williams, you're gonna tick off his father. I might be very cautious,
you know,
too.
God bless Caleb Williams. How old is he? 21 years old.
23 years old.
23.
He's 23 years old.
So, David, you know, we both.
He'll be 23 in November, I believe.
We both have had fathers, and we both have our fathers. And I think we understand the dynamics of parenting and being parented. And I just don't know that I ever would have wanted my old man even remotely connected to any work event I had. Do you know what I mean?
That's why
when
we were talking about
it's your first coach and all that stuff.
But I agree. That's why this story, to me, is less about a quarterback that is trying to engineer whatever he wants and get his way. Yeah, maybe there's some of that. Maybe he came in with a little bit of a diva reputation. But this is the domineering father here is the star of this story.
But that is a star of the quarterback story. You could write a book on that. Dustin, see if you can get Rick Meyer's dad. Let's find out what
Ken
he
Meyer?
Thinks about it. I'm just saying, that's another example. There have been tons of people.
Oh.
It's just sort of
the quarterback's father
for the course.
That's the book title.
The quarterback's
Do the research.
Father.
I'll market it. I'll edit it. I'll write the foreword. You're right, though, because And Carl Williams is the driving force behind a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
And
fair.
Carl Williams was the driving force behind the speculation about Caleb Williams coming into the draft. You remember all the things he told one of them, Esquire or was it GQ, whatever magazine it was, but he spoke about wanting to circumvent the draft process. Mike Florio got worked up about that. And everybody talked about Caleb Williams wanting to maybe do something different, but have a stake in the team. That wasn't a 21-year-old's thoughts. That was his father.
But yeah, I agree with you. But I'm saying his father effectively was his agent because he didn't have an agent. And a lot of the quoting in the book comes from conversations he had with agents. It's stuff that Carl Williams talked to agents about as much as Seth himself. So I just think
That Carl Williams told Seth Wickersham he talked to agents about.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what the agents who he actually spoke with, how that depicted, how they depicted those conversations.
Stay with me. We're going to the U.S. football. We're going to play in Canada for 6 months and then we'll.
Now introducing the quarterback for the Birmingham Stallions, Caleb Williams. Come on. That was never going to happen. That was never going to happen.
You could stay in college and make more money.
The one thing that you say is true is not you, a lot of what you said is true.
I said one thing. But
the one that stands out, Caleb Williams is going to take a lot of heat for this.
Yes, probably.
And this is going to harm his reputation.
Ah, for 10 minutes.
Until he wins.
Until he wins.
Until he wins.
If he wins,
he's
if he
got
throws
to win.
For 4,000 yards this year, it's all yesterday's news. I mean, really. I feel like it is yesterday's news already, because hopefully you got a guy that can lead the team, knows how to develop a quarterback, has done it before in the league. He's had the top offense 3 years running in the NFL. You would think that he could come in here and run a professional.
Well, he can change the subject very easily.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to do that by being consistent and successful and making sure that everybody's worried about what's going to happen rather than what already has happened.
I got time. I mean, like, if it were, like, me and my buddies, they're like, every time you're in the huddle, you'd be giving the guy a hard time about playing for the USFL or the U.S. or whatever. You know what I mean? You could really have some fun with it if you just get past
If he's that kind of a guy.
Well.
That's what we don't know. We don't know. If he's watching tape alone, I don't know if he's that kind of a guy.
Well,
why would he ever be watching tape alone?
I don't get that at all. I think it's more like, are you the type of guy that's going to make that joke, whether he likes it or not? Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes people have like personalities where they can't resist that kind of a rich vein of comedic talent.
We have yet to hear from him. We'll hear from him probably next week on this. It won't go away until he addresses it.
No,
and I think he has handled every situation like this like a pro. He's got very good, very good presence and poise, and that's been the best thing about his rookie year. The problem is that what this underscores as much as anything is that he has to understand, I think, that everything about being a franchise quarterback in a city like Chicago is 24/7, 365. You do not take any days off. You can't have a bad day, or you can't have a day where you are perceived to be disinterested or not in that big of a leader, or the guy that is showing up late or blowing off team functions or things like that. You've got to be the guy that is locked in, committed, and the example for everybody else. Now, if that wasn't him last year, that you can maybe give him some grace because it was a terribly dysfunctional situation and he was a rookie. But he's not any longer, and he's got the best coach that he could imagine kind of setting the course for him. But now it's on Caleb Williams.
I thought it was really also kind of interesting because if you recall, after they played the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell came over and hugged the kid and talked
now
to
we
him
know.
In his ear hole. And everybody's like, what was he saying? What was going on?
And JJ's said, really hurt. We want you.
And O'Connell said, yeah, don't worry. I'll get you out of there.
I'll figure it out.
Just hold out.
Trust me.
He said in the post game, as I recall, that he connected with Caitlin at the combine, with Caleb at the combine. They had gotten together and really hit it off, and he has known him for a while. Mm-hmm. And he said he just wanted to give him some encouragement. Well, it turns out that was the team he wanted to go to. That was the guy that he wanted to play for. And I think that's very interesting just because the Bears play them on opening day this year, and J.J. McCarthy will get that benefit.
It's another subplot. It's a great subplot.
I'm saying it's going to add a little something to that first game of the year.
That rivalry, or not rivalry, but the Bears-Viking rivalry, and that relationship between O'Connell and Caleb Williams will be something to keep an eye on moving forward because it always will add a little bit of spice to the Bears-Vikings. But, you know, coming out of college, if you're the number one overall pick and you don't know who's going to take you or who could be moving up to get you and the Vikings situation was unsettled, what quarterback would want to play for Kevin O'Connell? I can't hold that against Caleb Williams. If you're coming out and you got a choice between the Bears and where quarterbacks go to die, in the words of your father, or Kevin O'Connell, where quarterbacks go to flourish, I'm picking the Vikings.
But I think that's the point. The point is that the Bears, the perception of the Bears, where quarterbacks go to die, the perception of Minnesota is they do a great job with quarterbacks. And guess what? Kevin O'Connell did a great job last year with a quarterback who got paid handsomely, and now they move on to their draft pick. Local guy made good, J.J. McCarthy. Yep. So I just think it's a fun little thing.
Oh, it is.
And thank God he didn't say he wanted to play for the Flower.
Now that would be a
problem.
That
would not have worked out.
That would be a problem.
That's a bigger problem. That might be an
insurmountable
problem.
You can see the Kevin O'Connell appeal. He's a very soft-spoken guy. He's very entertaining on a podcast. You know, I don't get the whole Matt LaFleur thing. But Kevin O'Connell, it's something I'd like. Have a glass of wine with the Kevin O'Connell. Matt LaFleur, little break.
You want to have a glass of wine with Kevin
O'Connell? With Kevin O'Connell, why not?
He's an Irish-American.
All right, have a beer.
Let's go have a beer.
Whatever. He strikes you more of a red wine guy, though, doesn't he? He's probably got a vineyard.
He seems like he's kind of a normal, you know, typical guy, could sing a rebel song, you know, handsome Irish guy, kind of got a dark side somewhere. Come on.
It does add something to the rivalry. It does. It does add a little bit of spice, and it'll be good to hear what Caleb has to say whenever he addresses it. We heard from Ben Johnson yesterday. This would be something that, because it's the quarterback of the Bears, that people will continue to talk about. And when the book comes out again, the book comes out in September, maybe we'll have to revisit it again. If they were smart, they would release it the week before the Monday Night Football match.
There you go. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, okay. So we're going to get into that. A lot of meat on that bone. We'll talk about it. I believe I see people wearing Cubs and Sox gear.
Seems like there's more Cubs in Sox gear. Kate Horton is starting. How about that?
Kate Horton is going to start. Yeah. Literally start. We got Tommy Hotovay is going to be here in a little bit.
I hope he can sleep. Nobody's going to start.
You think he's very nervous?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. I think
all the anxiety.
Oh, Kate. Yeah, he was very nervous. He'll sleep. Melatonin. But I think we got Tommy coming in. We get a chance to talk to him before this.
We got Chuck and Ozzy coming in.
We got Coom coming in.
Ron Coomer's coming in.
Then we got Chuck and Ozzy coming in. We got a lot of people. We're going to talk about this game. We'll pick it apart. We'll talk about the White Sox, even though they're not the big story, because they had a chance to get a sweep yesterday, but they decided to rest their two young players. Like, how I had to look it up. I believe talisman is the word for someone who is a good luck charm. So they've got two of them, I think, in Medruff and Cuero. And both of them sit yesterday when you're going for a sweep.
Sox are very concerned about rest.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
They're very concerned about rest.
They didn't have either of their talismans. It's not talisman. You would think man would turn men, but it's two different words.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that ever.
It bothered me.
But that's good.
It went through my head.
But they are 7-7 in May.
Yes.
They're 500 team in May.
Yeah.
I don't think we expected that to happen.
Do you know, I believe
they're playing pretty well.
I believe their division in May is something like 41-20.
When's the last time the Twins lost?
Well, I'm saying the Twins, the Royals, and the Guardians are all winning. That's a very good division.
And the Tigers are probably the best team in the American League right now.
Tigers might be the best team.
Because of Javi Baez.
Because he's the comeback player of the year.
He is right now.
All right. And his numbers, eerily similar to Pete Crow Armstrong's, the guy that was traded for him, the two center fielders.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.